One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora. A novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Baby, do you want to go higher? Baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza, and Jackie Schlegel. How you doing, Jackie Schlegel? Jackie Schlegel, do you eat bagels?
No, I don't think she does, actually.
I'm grain-free.
You're grain-free.
I am.
And did that just recently start? Mm-hmm. You're
two
paleo?
2.5 years.
You kind of paleo?
I do no sweetener whatsoever, so paleo plus some.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool.
No sweetener whatsoever?
None. 2.5 years. No honey, no maple syrup, nothing.
Wow.
Zero.
And how does that feel?
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes a girl just wants some cake.
Oh, my gosh. So at that, you know, that pumpkin thing in Sunnyvale we went to and I bought a bunch of, you know, baked goods at the fundraiser. And I brought and there was this one cookie. And typically, you know,
in with brownies, cookies.
Yeah, oh, gosh. And so I just wanted to support, you know, the cause. And so I bought a whole bunch of stuff. And then I brought it up here to the studios and spread it around to people. But there was this one monster finger. It's a butter cookie with like fudge smeared where the nail would be with an almond. I have to tell you. OK, so I got out of bed last night to go and get one. Out of the microwave. I even threw them in the freezer today because I'm having so much trouble staying away from them. And I don't know if it's because I'm not drinking any wine at all right now. I haven't drank a drop of wine.
Good
this
job.
Will be like day 11 or something
Amazing.
Like that. And so maybe I'm craving carbohydrates. And so I'm telling you, like, those monster fingers have I've become obsessed with them.
This time of year is really hard, too, when the weather starts cooling down. It's like, oh, I just want, like, a pumpkin spice cake or something.
Okay, so I made my Bernie bars a couple of days ago, and I made too many of them. I made pumpkin ones.
Oh, yeah.
And I put the extra ones in the freezer. And I've been baking them every morning, turning the oven on to like 250, 300, leaving them in there for like 15 minutes to warm them up and get them nice and, you know, just soft in the middle and crunchy on the outside. And they're so delicious. But they have maple syrup in them, and they have what else did I put in there to sweeten them? I think a little xylitol. There's no sugar, only brown sugar sprinkled on top.
Okay,
with sea salt. And I mean,
you brought them up here before. They looked amazing.
They are amazing.
They
and
sound amazing.
I put
One
Sun
day.
Warrior protein powder mm-hmm. in. So it's a half a cup of oatmeal to one egg, basically pasture raised only, so that the chickens are not mistreated. They get to roam
Very
freely.
Important.
It is very important. And so, yeah. And then you can just mix in whatever fruit you want and whatever fat you want. You can use Miyoko's vegan butter, or you can use regular, you know, grass-fed
butter.
You
are speaking to my foodie heart.
Well, there you go. And you can, and they're so good. And oatmeal's really good for you. Like, it is. In fact, I saw an article. I sent it to print somewhere, and I don't remember where. Sometimes I'll find stuff late at night and just send it to the girls and say, please print for the show. But it was about the benefits of oatmeal, and it was saying that you should eat oatmeal every single day. So... that it's good fiber, it's got protein in it, it's plant-based. Oh, there's a tag word. I heard a commercial from Procter & Gamble today that said plant-based laundry detergent. You know, we're going to investigate. As I looked at it, it said 75% natural based on the U.S. Department of Agriculture and all this stuff. But
we're going to dig deeper.
Yeah. And you said, I am going to dig deeper because I don't trust Procter & Gamble.
That's what I said. I was, as a mom, I'm very kind of just irritated with the false labeling or advertising mm-hmm. on packaging of foods. And yep. you really have to read to make sure that you're feeding your kids or, in this case, you know, washing their clothes in yeah. safe products.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and, you know, women are the ones that do all the laundry for the most part. Not I'm not saying no guys don't, but typically it's kind of...
If we want it done.
Yeah, yeah, if you want it done yes. and you want it... Yeah, yeah. But... I have to tell you, you know, a couple of days ago, we had Dr. Mike McFarland on the show, and we were talking about lyrics. And you've got children, you know. How old is your youngest? Around the same age as mine, right?
13.
Okay, 13. Yes. And it's a girl?
A girl.
Okay, yes. And then you've got a 14-year-old boy or 15.
16
now. Oh, he's 16 now.
Ooh, I know. Okay. He's driving me around.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, that
scared
me.
Got a nice little personal driver.
Yeah. Well, and so my 15-year-old daughter, and last night I was laying in bed, you know, reading, and I heard this song, you know, from the master bathroom. And so I was like, what is she listening to? And it was a rap song. And I know now that it was Iggy Azalea is her name. She's a white rapper. And it was the song Cream. You guys, like, seriously, you need to listen to what your kids are listening mm-hmm. to. I'm going to read the lyrics and I'm going to clean it up a little bit. But I was appalled. I really was. Let me see. I'm going to pull it up here. You're not going to believe it. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I know.
You know
yes.
the name? Okay.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, this is what Dr. McFarland was talking about. And wouldn't you know, just because I'm trying to pull it up, I can't. Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is where I started clicking on it. So it talks about, so the name of the song is Cream with a K, K-R-E-A-M by Iggy Azalea featuring Tyga. Is it Tyga or Tyga?
Tyga.
Okay.
Yeah, we have some young people okay. to help us out today.
Okay. So first you get the money, then you get the power. Respect, hoes come last. Oh my God, Ronnie.
I kind of like the song and dance over
okay.
there.
So hold on. No, it gets better. A, get it, get it, get it, get it. A, get it, get it, get it, get it. A, get it, get it, get it, get it out. Cash rules everything around me. Open the safe. Bitch. Oh, I can't say that word. It just got a lot to say. Ussy pay in your face. That'll put you in your place. Seven letters on the plate. F you in the brain. Itchy bay. I got cars. I got bags. I got real estate. Cash rules. Foreplay. And I ain't come to play. I got big fish money. He gone bite the bait. And then it goes on to just go, you know, you can drop it. Make that ass talk to me. Keep that energy going up that Hennessy ASS. I need a bag quickly. And it just goes on and on. It's like ass cash, cash, ass bags, bad cash. Hit me.
Money, money,
pay.
Money.
And the whole time she's twerking to this song. And it's just like all these exotic like images that my daughter's seeing. I was like, oh my gosh, you cannot listen to that. It is terrible. I don't want you listening to that. And then so she switched over to something else. But I'm telling you, it unnerved me.
Was it like eye-opening?
I mean, it was like watching a prostitution. It was like watching pornography. That's how bad it was. Legs spreading everywhere, fishnet stockings, twerking, real close-ups of her butt, and just like, oh my God. And this is what kids are seeing.
Yeah.
And I'm a good parent that's very vigilant. And I didn't know she was watching that crap. And it
it's
astounded
everywhere.
Me.
It's on social media. It's
you have anything that you could possibly want to search for at the tip of your fingers.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and she said, Mom, she's confident. I said, no, she's not. She's a little bit of a whore is what she is. And I said, that's not proper to act that way. I said, she's not confident. If she was confident, her lyrics would be more intellectual. You know, they wouldn't be just that cheap sell of her body and her TNA.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see it. Yeah. The video. Her whole butt's out and there's a huge pile of cash.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So I was doing the twerking move for my daughter while I was saying all the lyrics, like not trying to shame her, but just trying to make fun of all of it. I said, do you see how bad this is? She's like, cut it out, Mom. You know?
Wow.
But it's so scary.
It's happening. Yeah. I mean, like I said, you can find any song, any lyric. They're all there on your phone. So these kids, when they have phones, they can find anything.
Yeah. And so if you hear your kid listening to it, what I did is I just walked in there and I Shazammed it. So I immediately had it in my phone. And then I, you know, hit lyrics because, you know, you've got all these things that are very slick when you go to search for music. And just watch your kids. That's all I can say. And I told her, I said, honey, when you get a little older and your brain is fully developed at around 23 and it closes, and I said, but right now you're very vulnerable. Those images and all those things are downloading into your brain and they're not healthy for you.
Well,
they're
and
just
that's
not.
The problem is they go to school and their friends have phones and they have
and
internet.
They all love these songs.
It's yeah. like, where do you find that balance of like protecting them and also teaching them how to protect themselves? Yeah. It's a really tough balance.
It is. And I don't know. I'm a little disrupted from it. Let's just say that, because I'm you know, maybe I'm a little old fashioned, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with being incredibly sexy, but you do it in the privacy of your bedroom with someone that you love, that you're in an intimate relationship with, not just throwing yourself
or on YouTube for millions of people to see.
Yeah, or YouTube. I mean, but I you know, I blame a lot of this on the Kardashians. I really do. And Hilton, what's her name?
Paris.
Hilton. Yeah. Yeah, Conrad's probably turning over in his grave, her grandfather. But anyway, we're going to go to break. We've got a great show coming up. We've got Andreas Bachmeyer. We're going to be talking about vaccine-free continued. And Jackie Schlegel, Texans for Vaccine Choice Update Action Plan. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Favorite songs. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Jackie Schlegel in studio with me. She is the executive director for Texans for Vaccine Choice. And I have Andreas Bachmeyer on the line. He is a classical homeopath with a practice in Kreuzlingen on Lake Constance in Switzerland. For more than 15 years, his main focus has been the treatment of vaccination damages. This prompted him to set up the website, the Impfschaden, to point out the dangers of vaccinations. 10 years ago, Impfschaden.info was translated into English and can be found at vaccineinjury.info. Andreas is the author of Vaccine Free, a book that dives into the most extensive investigations of the health conditions of unvaccinated children with a total of almost 25,000 participants. You can find Andreas Bachmeyer at vaccinefree.info. Such a pleasure to have you back. How are you doing today?
Hi, Bernadette. Thanks for inviting me again.
Oh, yes. I
so
love
you did your homework.
I did do my homework. I did. I practiced my, well, it's not Sprechensie Deutsch, but whatever. Practice my, what is it? The Swedish, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's always great to have. And I love your accent. It's so nice to have a nice accent on the show.
I like that.
Well, so, you know,
the American German accent.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, the last time, you know, that you talked with us about some of the dangers of ingredients in vaccines, can you give us a recap on what those were and how they affect the human body?
Yeah. So we talked about the ingredients like the aluminum and where the aluminum is. So there are safety limits for the aluminum in for food, actually. So in Europe, you have a safety limit standard for 1 milligram per kilogram per week for aluminum.
Wow. Well, you know, Jackie, do you want to say, you know, Jackie is extremely active in the Texans for Vaccine Choice. She is the executive director. She's very knowledgeable about so many things vaccine related. What do you say, Jackie?
What do I say as far as the aluminum?
Yeah, just whatever.
You know, what I can say is just from a parent's perspective of being out in my community and the difference between vaccinated and unvaccinated. And this is just something that comes up over and over again. I think we absolutely have to study this more, because without a doubt, parents are reporting that this is harming our children.
Yeah. And you know,
but you have a safety limit for aluminum in the States?
We do not.
We do not.
Ah, okay. Well, they actually they had a safety limit. It was at 7 milligram per kilo per week, and they lowered it to 1 milligram a couple of years ago.
Wow.
but it's for food, you know, and in the food it's way different because in the food you only absorb like 0.1%, and in the vaccine you get the entire sum.
And what has been the outcome of this?
Well, the problem is that this aluminum is very reactive. It has a 3 times positive, what do you call that, charge. And it binds to negative charged molecules in the body. And all the proteins in your body are negatively charged. And a lot of other molecules are negatively charged. So it binds to these molecules. And as soon as it binds to these molecules, your immune system thinks, well, this is, well, it has to attack it. So it changes the structure, and your immune system can attack it because it's not just a normal molecule anymore in your body, the aluminum plus any protein.
Well, you know, your book is full of so many fantastic stories. The name of Andrea's book is Vaccine Free, 111 Stories of Unvaccinated Children, which is the opposite of so many things that we do discuss here. We talk about, you know, all the injury of children. Your book is about being vaccine free and all these great stories. And it's really a moving testament to the power of the body to take care of itself and the trust that people put in the natural process.
Yeah, and a lot of people, they don't trust that process anymore. So, but the people are waking up. And I think, well, the mainstream media is just changing people's minds, you know. And then they think, well, they can't live without vaccines. But more and more people are looking through that, and they see what's happening, and they see, because I see a lot of families here in my practice where the first kids were vaccinated, then the second ones, they just half vaccinated, and the last kids, they weren't vaccinated at all. And if you compare these kids, they are so different. So the health of them, so the state of their health is so different. So they don't get sick, the unvaccinated, whereas the vaccinated, they have a cold every now and then, mm-hmm. and they are always sick. And you see that, well, hundreds of families I see here.
Well, you know, your book is full of, you know, so 111 stories of unvaccinated children. What is one of the most remarkable stories that you have featured in the book?
Yeah, this I told you last time. So this is I'm coming up with this story all the time because I think this is the story of this fourth generation unvaccinated family. So this is the fourth generation where they didn't vaccinate their kids. Mm-hmm. So they are all not vaccinated, and they are almost free of any disease. This entire family.
Well, go ahead.
And it's, well, you have a hard time finding this kind of families, I think, without any vaccination.
Well, you know, you talk about vaccine studies and how they're being conducted. So let's talk about that. What's going on with placebo studies right now?
Well, actually, the placebo, well, all studies, all clinical studies are done with a placebo. So this is normal.
Okay.
But the problem is that the placebo in a vaccine study is not a real placebo, like no NaCl water solution. It's either another vaccine. So it's, for example, you have a new six-fold vaccine, and you take as a placebo, you take the old six-fold vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, or the placebo is the same vaccine, just without the antigens. So the dangerous ingredients are still in there. So you compare these groups, and, well, at the end, you have the same results in both groups, so you have the same side effects because the side effects are not done by the antigens but by the other ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, well, because it happened in the placebos as well, in the placebo group as well, they say the vaccine is safe.
Well, so what time? What is the time frame with these studies?
Well, depends on the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So, some vaccines. So, for example, if you have a flu vaccine, it's only 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 days. So everything which is happening afterwards is not considered vaccine related.
Well, and some flu shots do have a small amount of aluminum, and some of them are aluminum free. I don't know how you tell, though. And if you go to get a flu shot, or, you know, if you ask someone, do they really truly know the answer? And I mean, these clinics are everywhere all over the U.S. I don't know what it's like in Sweden, but here in the U.S., I mean, every CVS in this country.
School districts.
School districts. Them. Yeah, and, you know.
Everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, everywhere.
They want to do it here as well. They just had a suggestion at the Bundestag where they said, well, why can't we just administer flu vaccines or vaccines at all at the pharmacies? So that's in the U.S. I think it's normal that you get a vaccine in a pharmacy.
Well, you know, you mentioned the Italian group, Corvella, when we were on last. What were the findings about their vaccines?
Wow, this is really strange. Really, I tell you, as I heard that, this is a group which are advocating freedom of choice in Italy, because in Italy there's a compulsory vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a group who is fighting against it. And I think they got a big donation. And what they did is they examined different vaccines, which are just normal vaccines on the market.
Mm-hmm.
So they examined the six-fold vaccine, so the Infanrix Hexa. And the strange thing is what they didn't find is, first, they didn't find the antigens, which are supposed to be in the vaccine. So they didn't find any tetanus, any diphtheria, any hepatitis, and so on. They didn't find these antigens, but they found many, many other things in the vaccine.
Yeah, you know,
they found toxins in the vaccines. They found DNA residues in the vaccines. They found other protein contaminants in the vaccines, which they said, well, they couldn't say what it is. And I don't know. So imagine you have a vaccine and it's supposed to give you immunity. So, well, I don't believe in that, but that's what the vaccine should do. But there are no antigens in it.
Mm-hmm. I think I read about this in Nature magazine. It was back several months ago. They reported about this Corvella group that did their own investigation. What else do you want people to know about vaccines? The difference, perhaps, between the schedule in Sweden and the U.S. And what are some of the big differences?
Not in Sweden, in Germany.
Oh, in Germany.
The main thing is what I think is that you don't have any placebo-controlled safety studies. There aren't. None. There are none of these worldwide. There's maybe one or two placebo-controlled vaccine studies. And as this is the case, you can't say that a vaccine is safe. You can't. Because they always compare it with what we just mentioned, the placebos, which aren't placebos, and they deduct, well, it's safe because of these findings they get.
Mm-hmm.
And me, as a manufacturer, I would do it the same way, because in this way you can, you have a positive outcome of your study always. Because if you compare it with a real placebo, you wouldn't have any vaccine on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Any.
What about primate studies? You know, have they done any primate studies evaluating, you know, the impact of vaccination schedule based on, you know...
They do these primate studies before they do the clinical studies, but they just do that and they examine the antibody mm-hmm. Rise, but that's all. They don't examine any side effects of these vaccines.
Yeah, I think it's terrible that they even do test on primates. Animal testing, I'm not in favor of any of that. I think it's so morally wrong on so many different levels. You know, this is such a complex subject. Do you want to add to this, Jackie?
It is a complex subject. There's a lot I want to add to, but I think at the end of the day, what we're really saying is, parents, you are knowledgeable enough to dig in and to become informed on this subject. Not mm-hmm. only are you capable, you're obligated, it is your responsibility to know and understand what you are injecting into your children. And a lot of times when I'm talking to parents, they're nervous going into the doctor's office, right? This is a person they kind of see in an authority position, like they have to do everything. Right. And the truth is that you are the paying customer. The truth is your doctor works for you. So ask for those package inserts. Ask for the tough questions. Read the box. Read the labels. Mm-hmm. You know, really become informed before you get there. And know at the end of the day, it's your child. You get to make the decision.
Right. Well, you know, and I want to quote a medical doctor here, Berdine Healy. She's the former director of the National Institute of Health, the NIH, and former health editor of U.S. News and World Report. She says that there are unanswered questions about vaccine safety. No one should be threatened by the pursuit of this knowledge. I couldn't agree more. I don't know why we can't talk about it. If there's nothing to hide, why can't we at least discuss it and get a deeper understanding of why so many people are being injured by vaccines? So many children.
You know, when we discuss it, so the truth comes out. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's why you're not allowed to discuss it.
Yeah. Well, it's a huge fight. It is. And we're going to have to go to break. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, Andreas. Thank you so much for jumping on the air with us today. I really appreciate it. And I highly recommend your book, Vaccine Free, 111 Stories of Unvaccinated Children. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bernadette. Thank you, Jackie. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Everyone, stay tuned. More coming up with Jackie Schlegel. You're listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and Jackie Schlegel is in studio with us today. She is the executive director for Texans for Vaccine Choice. In just a minute here, we're going to be talking about the update on her action plan. I want to let everyone know that there is a couple of great events coming up in Dallas that we will all be at here at One Life Radio. There is the Resilient, Brilliant, and Balanced, which is this Saturday, October 26th. From 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the A-Loft, Dallas at Love Field. Tickets include lectures, giveaways, and more with VIP upgrade options available. Sean Wells will be speaking about keto, paleo, and mitochondria, about his autoimmune disorder, his brain tumor health, a journey, biochemist, dietitian, sports nutritionist, and supplement formulator. Sean Wells is always full of a lot of great information. It's going to be a day of empowerment and education. Of course, we've got anti-anxiety diet cookbook. Allie Miller is going to be there.
Cody Mylar.
And
the Keto Cowboy.
Yep, and Susie Batiste, an incredibly successful entrepreneur, is going to be speaking as well. And then we have the Texas Veggie Fair next Saturday, November 2nd, at the Dallas Farmers Market from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. It is the 10th annual event. Join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm thinking about dressing up as an avocado on that day.
You should do that.
But yeah, always great to have you in studio, Jackie.
Thank you.
You know, Texans for Vaccine Choice is a huge, becoming a very huge operation. You are the executive director. And you know, when legislators are led astray and propose bills that will take away vaccine choice and parental rights, Jackie Schlegel stepped up to the plate and said, not on my watch. In 4 years, Jackie took a group of just a bunch of moms and turned it into the epitome of grassroots activism. That fledging group of 20 is now a political action committee of over 20,000 followers, as well as several thousands of members who proudly call themselves Texans for Vaccine Choice. Her unshakable dedication inspires all members to have laser focus on one goal and one goal only: to maintain vaccine choice in the great state of Texas. The website where you can reach Jackie is texansforvaccinechoice.com.
Always a pleasure. I love
Thank
this woman.
Thank you so much. I just love being here. And you know what? We're having so much fun that I almost hate to dive into my issue.
No, I know. Because
like, I want to talk about all the food fairs and the veggies. It is an important issue.
It is an important issue.
So we can't not talk about
yes,
it.
Yes. For the children of this country especially, it is a very important issue. And as I said when Andreas was on, that there are unanswered questions about vaccine safety, and no one should be threatened by the pursuit of this knowledge. That is the words of the late Bernadine Healy, MD, former director of the National Institute of Health, that's the NIH, and former health editor of U.S. News and World Report. Those are some strong words.
They are very strong words. And I have to tell you, I came in here today, I've got my handy action plan over here.
Ooh.
And I really wanted to focus on what we were doing
okay.
here in Texas. But listening to your former guest that was just on the air talk about vaccine-free children and their health outcomes and how positive they were and what that, you know, really looks like. And I've experienced this even just here in Texas out in the community. We've talked about this numerous times. It's undeniable when you're out in the community and you're talking to these families who have unvaccinated children, how healthy they are.
Yeah.
And then I see the flip side of the vaccine injured community. But what I really want to circle back on here in Texas in our ultimate action plan is there something that we don't have listed on our website right now, but it is the premiere of the Vaxxed 2 movie that
Ooh.
Is coming to Texas, is launching on November 6th. Have you heard about Vaxxed 2?
No, I've kind of heard about it, but is Del Bigtree behind that one as
okay,
well?
He's not. So this is, you know, everybody in the vaccine safety community works well together, as friends, communicates. But the Vax team, several years ago, the Vax documentary came out.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not seen it, you've got to see it. But it pretty much went viral. There was a bus that got out there and they were touring the country talking about the issue with the MMR vaccine.
Right.
Okay. So this team of parents, this team of just, you know, individuals who wanted to focus on the corruption with the CDC and the MMR got this bus. They went out on tour, and what they found was parents were lining up by the thousands to tell their story.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just the MMR, and it wasn't just autism. And what they uncovered was horrifying. I can tell you, having spent a little bit of time with the team and have seen some of the footage, this is something that every person in America
needs to see. Well, let's tell our listeners that maybe are just hearing you for the
sure.
first time, your journey, your story,
yeah.
how it started,
yeah.
how you became so passionate about this.
Yeah, I mean, this is very personal to me. I was a very pro-vaccine parent. When I gave birth, I researched all things for my child, the breastfeeding, the cribs, the car
mm-hmm.
seats, but I never gave a second thought to the vaccine.
I didn't either until I read the book, How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor, by Dr. Robert Mendelson, who used to preach this 25 years
yes.
ago all over the country.
And
he had his own.
Did that
well,
before.
He had his. Well, I did. Well, I read the book, and he had his own radio show and television show. He was
yeah.
he was very open about this subject. And back then, nobody was really listening or paid attention, and we did not have the incredible vaccine schedule 25 years
yeah.
ago that we do now.
But even 18 years ago, for my daughter, I never gave it really a second thought. I was vaccinated. Why wouldn't I vaccinate
yeah, I vaccinated my children too.
And the fear that the doctor, the few questions that I did have, you know, put so much fear in me that I was willing to sacrifice just about anything in the name of preventing measles, because I was that terrified that if she got this, she was going to die.
Oh, you know what? I have to say, this is the perfect time, Diamond. I didn't pull this ahead of time, but I want to hear that Brady Bunch clip, if you can put your hands on it, from 1969, the Brady Bunch, and people have heard it multiple times on the show, but I do feel it's such a powerful message.
It's very powerful.
But while she's finding it, your story about your daughter.
My daughter had a significant and severe reaction at 4 months of age that left her with a brain injury, encephalopathy. She's permanently disabled. She'll live with me the rest of my life. And, you know, they can't call me anti-vaccine. They can't can't say that. I vaccinated my child.
Right.
And this is why the people's truth, this is why Vax 2, this is why the story is so important, because it's not just me. I'm not unique. There are thousands of parents, and they're not just infants. Many of these girls, the stories with the HPV vaccine will haunt you. They will keep you up at night. As a matter of fact, when you go and you see the Vax 2 documentary, do not take your children.
Yeah.
Do not. I have seen some footage. It is, every parent must see it, but it's not suitable for young children, but it will keep you up at night. But it's that important that you go and you have your eyes open. You see the stories of these families who went and got vaccinated and suffered significant and severe and sometimes life-ending reactions to the vaccines.
Yeah. Do you have that, Diamond? Okay, let's hear it. And then we're going to, when it plays, we're going to break, and we'll be back with Jackie Schlegel more about this. But listen to this. This is from 1969, December 24th, I believe, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, on the Brady Bunch.
Hi. Peter. What are you doing home from school?
They sent me home. Measles.
It's either measles or a strange case of red freckles.
You have got a temperature.
They told me, 101.1.
Oh, are you sure it's the measles?
Well, he certainly got all the symptoms. A slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile.
A great big smile?
No school for a few days.
Say hello to my dotted son for me. Tell him I'll bring him some comic books, and I'll see you later, dear.
Okay, honey, bye.
Boy, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah, if you have to get sick, you sure can't beat the measles.
That's right. No medicine.
Inside or out. Like shots, I mean.
Don't even mention shots. Yuck!
Measles, measles, measles. Well, all the kids have now had the measles.
So have I.
Well, I had them years ago. Looks like the Bradys are finished with the measles.
Hold it.
You're not through yet.
Alice, don't tell me you're coming down with the measles.
Oh, I hope so. I'd hate to think I was just learning how to blush at my age.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. And I've got Jackie Schlegel in studio with me. She is the executive director for Texans for Vaccine Choice. We are getting an update on the action plan for the Texans for Vaccine Choice. So what is the action plan for the TFVC these next few months and in the upcoming year?
Well, I'm just going to try to keep it very simplistic, but a lot of individuals reach out to us. What can we do? How can we get involved? What if I don't like politics? What if I just want to, you know, be a part of, you know, online or social media or so forth. So what we put together is an action plan that has four different actions. And it starts with actually protecting your home and your family. And there's, I could sit here all day and go through each of these, but really what I want individuals to do is to go to our website, TexansForVaccineChoice.com, and we will put this up there for you so you can kind of see how we lay it out. But it starts with protecting your home and your family. Action two then goes on to our online and social media. And that includes like listening on One Life Radio, listening and supporting censorship-free platforms, right? That's very, very important. Action three is supporting with your vote. And then action four is in your community. We really do believe everybody has a role. And whether it's one conversation out in your community, that's very, very important, or whether it's on social media or just in your own home, becoming informed, raising your children, helping them to navigate informed consent in and of itself is a very, very important action that we really need to, you know, start talking to our kids about this.
Yeah, no, they can. And you go, you travel back and forth to Austin every other week. You're always down in Austin at the Capitol trying to get the legislators to listen to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Though, and again, those conversations, you know, I happen to have them with legislators, but it doesn't stop there. It's your school nurses. It is your pastors of your churches. It is just the places that you are out, this issue is everywhere. And it's so important that you just plant seeds, the calm, reasonable voice. We're not an anti-vaccine organization. You know, we do believe there are problems with the vaccine schedule. We do believe, I believe wholeheartedly in the work of the Vax team in this documentary that's coming out that's going to show these stories. But we are here.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just, you know, when we were in Austin and we I spoke at the Capitol at the event that we were at back, you know, almost a year ago now. Time travels quickly. But, you know, all the families that I looked out, you know, as I was speaking and just observing all the families that had children that were vaccine injured. And the part that is really disturbing, not only, well, it's all disturbing, but these families, most often, unless they're very rich, they are financially ruined as well. It changes the whole family.
But I have to tell you, that's what keeps me going. And that's what makes me just even more passionate, because it's these families that are so broken and they have these injured children and the siblings are living under enormous emotional distress, and they're showing up and they're donating $10 a month and they're sharing their stories and they're pouring their hearts out. And my God, if they can do it, none of us have an excuse but to show up and get involved in one way or another.
No, I agree. So many of them, you know, they end up divorced because of the pressure on the family, the financial pressure, just the pressure on a marriage from all of that.
All of it. I mean, when your child's not sleeping through the night, that in and of itself is enough to make anybody really just struggle getting through their day. Mm-hmm. So my hat's off to anybody dealing with vaccine injury. I am out there pounding the pavement because of families like yours. And again, I just have to encourage everybody to go to vax2.com, find a showing in your area, and take your friends, take your family, take your doctor, take anybody who will show up and see this documentary and listen to the people's truth, listen to their stories.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to just be unbelievable. What's your best advice for parents trying to do their own research regarding immunizations?
You know, go to the sources. I mean, believe it or not, the CDC actually has good data out there. You just have to sort through it. So do your own research. Get out there. Talk to other families.
Well, we definitely, as I said, two times now, my third time, we have unanswered questions about vaccine safety, and no one should be threatened by the pursuit of this knowledge. Thank you so much, Jackie Schlegel.
Thank you for
always a pleasure.
Me.
Maybe we'll get to go to lunch after the show today.
That would be great.
But everyone, thank you so much for listening. We always appreciate it. And you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and be contagiously positive.